Welcome to this weekly edition of the BayPay Forum Blockchain Crypto News. My name is Cindy and these were the news from September 9, 2019 to September 13, 2019. This edition is brought to you by Paycademy, the first business school to learn payments and fintech. On September 9, here were the news. Bitcoin deposited in backed warehouse protected by $125 million insurance. Bitmain ramps up power and efficiency with new Bitcoin mining machine. New analysis, every Bitcoin holder makes a profit after 1,335 days. UK fund that aims to capitalize on crypto volatility raises $50 million. Bitmain launches two new S17 Bitcoin ASIC miners. MakerDAO is helping 60 kids in Brazil learn the basics of blockchain. Stellar to airdrop 2 billion XLM crypto tokens worth $120 million. Bitcoin price faces drop to support levels below $10,000. NetKey retools digital ID service for FATF's new crypto travel rule. On September 10, here were the news. NASDAQ lists new decentralized finance index including MakerDAO, 0x, Augur, Aquitas, Arrington XRP Capital back $14.5 million Series A for Casper Labs. Drone data service to create blockchain-based black box. Facebook adds Singapore dollar to Libra crypto basket, report. Coinbase hires ex-COO of NerdWallet to succeed Emily Choi in VP role. Facebook Libra, other cryptos must comply with US rules, Treasury official. Gemini launches custody product with 18 cryptos including Ethereum tokens. Survey, 40% of millennials look to crypto in the event of recession. Tokensoft launches transfer agent support tool for crypto securities. IBM employees now hold 6 of 11 seats on Hyperledger steering committee. Bitcoin consolidates above $10,200 after failed price breakout. CipherTrace enters race to solve crypto's FATF compliance headache. On September 11, here were the news. Binance US plans to begin onboarding customers next week. Ethereum co-founder Joe Lubin joins Hyperledger board. MasterCard, R3 to develop blockchain cross-border payments platform. CoinGecko releases Trust Score 2.0 to boost crypto exchange transparency. New mining difficulty metric points to $31,000 Bitcoin price by 2021. Coinbase may soon launch an initial exchange offering platform. SeedCX subsidiary adds crypto derivatives settlement for institutions. IBM official elected chair of Hyperledger Blockchain Tech Board. New data gives unprecedented insight into how Iranians use Bitcoin. Facebook Libra is seeking to register as a payment system in Switzerland. Legacy Trust to launch independent crypto custody business. Bear trap? Bitcoin price dips below $10,000 on low volumes. Powerful new Ethereum miner reaches final stage before mass production. On September 12, here were the news, crypto brokerage Tagomi makes shorting Bitcoin and Ether easier. Binance to list its new dollar-backed BUSD stablecoin next week. Premier League's Watford FC puts Bitcoin logo on kit, accepts BTC. Kakao's Clay cryptocurrency to make first exchange listing. France says it will block Facebook Libra in Europe, Bobby Lee takes on hardware wallets with new device for 30-plus cryptos. Russia's largest bank buys $15 million in debt using Hyperledger blockchain. PwC report shows major growth in crypto M&A in Asia and Europe. Why the Marshall Islands is doing a pre-sale for its national cryptocurrency. History favors the bulls as Bitcoin price trades sideways at $10,000. Santander settles both sides of a $20 million bond trade on Ethereum. Bitcoin as digital gold narrative still unproven, warns expert trader. On September 13, here were the news. T0 partners with media startup to tokenize film financing. Rebranded True Digital Partners for imminent Bitcoin derivatives launch. Venezuela, new Bitcoin trading record as biggest bank embraces Petro. Bitcoin.com looks to list BCH futures on CFTC-approved exchange. Investing platform BNKDA the future to enable security token offerings. BlockFi drops minimum and fees on interest-bearing crypto accounts. Cybercriminals selling hacked fiat money for Bitcoin at 10% of its value. North Korea to hold its second crypto conference, telegraphing openness. Crypto mining supply fails to meet market demand in Q2, Token Insight. CME's Bitcoin index provider wins first EU crypto benchmark license. Cubans are turning to Bitcoin to access global economy, report. Bitcoin eyes move to $10,950 hurdle after price breakout. Facebook's Libra pushes back at claims project as threat to financial stability. This concludes our edition for today. We want to thank again Paycademy, the first business school to learn payments and fintech, for their support. You can find more information on their website at paycademy.com. We hope you enjoyed it and see you tomorrow for our next edition.